It's time for KDDR News with Ace Sauerwein.
Good morning. It's Friday, January 24th, and these are the stories we have for you at this hour. More than 100 residents of a nursing home and children at a daycare had to be evacuated yesterday after a fire broke out in Fargo. Fargo Fire Chief Steve Dirksen said the fire started in an attic area and burned through the roof at the Elm Rehab and Care Center. Fire Chief Steve Dirksen had more details on what happened.
Upon arrival, our crews noticed heavy smoke within the building. About 10 minutes after we arrived, flames had come through the roof.
Two firefighters sustained minor injuries while battling the fire. Both were treated and released. North Dakota regulators say they will stick with the federal government's requirements on a proposal to double the capacity of the Dakota Access Pipeline. An attorney for the North Dakota Public Service Commission says requiring additional measurement could draw a legal challenge from Energy Transfer, the owner of the pipeline. The company wants to double the capacity of the pipeline to as much as 1.1 million barrels per day. A Bismarck man is accused of forcing his way into an apartment and firing several gunshots. The Bismarck Tribune reports 39-year-old Christopher Williams is charged with kidnapping, terrorizing, and reckless endangerment. Authorities say during the incident, Williams fired one shot into the wall of the apartment, another into the air as the two left the apartment, and another as they got near Williams' vehicle. Williams is currently being held in Burleigh Morton Detention Center on $50,000 bail. Speaking of the pipeline, a judge in North Dakota has dismissed the remaining charge against a South Dakota man who prosecutors alleged was part of the riot at the pipeline. Earlier this month, the judge dismissed a felony criminal mischief conspiracy charge against Lawrence Malcolm Jr. of Sisseton, South Dakota. Malcolm was charged based on DNA from a cigarette butt left at the scene. And that's a look at the stories we have for you at this hour. More news can be found on our website, newsdakota.com.